Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
This is absolutely your place for savvy award-winning travel. And as we welcome all of you back for the B Block, it is time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, which is sponsored by Hilton.
We've always believed it matters where you stay, and whenever you're on the move for vacation, business, solo, or maybe with a group, with more than 7,000 properties in over 120 countries, Hilton and their soon-to-be 19 world-class brands offer accommodations that are going to basically meet your every need.
You know, Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history. We think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program, well, it's the best out there, and that's why they're the hotel and resorts company that we recommend for your travels. So whether you're exploring a new or familiar city, traveling with family, friends, even your pets, or conducting important business, make it Hilton for the stay. Book a reservation today. Find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, we've been talking a lot about wave season, and we are in the middle of it in the cruise sector of travel. That's when you can find a lot of value when you book a cruise for this year. And we're about to reconnect with Kelly Craighead on the show hotline. For the past 4 years, Kelly's been leading the Cruise Lines International Association as their CEO. She's also served as Deputy Assistant Secretary for Travel with the U.S. Commerce Department. So let's get right to Kelly Craighead for our Chief Travel Leader Conversation today.
Kelly, listen, as this show transmits out to now 510 weekly stations across the USA, Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Mary. I'm just thrilled to be back.
Well, we are very happy to have you with us today. Looking forward to this conversation. We're going to start off this way. You know, our position in the cruise sector of the travel world, it certainly has evolved over the years. We actually think it offers some of the best value in travel that's out there, and the diversity of what's offered matches up, you know, with almost every type of traveler. But there are some misperceptions about the cruise industry. Just the other day, I was getting my hair cut as we're headed to Cancun after the show for our Let's Go America tour. And the woman, Jenny, who cuts my hair, she was telling me how, you know, her husband doesn't want a cruise. He never would, but she finds all that it offers, you know, as your hotel comes along with you and everything, enticing. So as you might imagine, it set off a pretty good conversation between us. During your time as CEO of the Cruise Lines International Association, what have you found to be some of the top misperceptions versus actual reality related to cruising?
Well, you know, it is so true that one of the biggest kind of challenges and opportunities that I think is in front of the industry, and it's one of the areas where CLIA will focus our energies and efforts over the next couple of years, is really correcting misinformation and myth-busting and really telling the story about the positive impacts of cruise, because we think that cruising, you know, is the best way to see the world because it's accessible, it's responsible, it's experiential, and there is something for everybody, and being matched with the right ship is important. And so I think people that I talk to are most surprised to see how innovative these ships are, to learn that some of the larger ships have more efficient recycling operations than you can find anywhere on land, that the water that is being purified is purified to a greater degree than some of the drinking water you find in cities anywhere in the United States. So it really is across the board. You know, if you think about the ship as transport, just really how emissions work, it's some of the most efficient, most advanced technologies being used. The hotel ship is part of a hotel operation, the circular economy, the use of recycling, the air ventilation, just again, just the extreme investment in innovation, and then the connectivity to the land and just the use of sustainable products and the engagement around sustainability and sustainable shore excursions. I think there's probably every part of that journey that has something new for people who have never cruised and something new for people who have cruised. And you know that cruisers love to cruise. And I love that ability to really kind of share and delight with cruisers, even things that they don't know.
Right. Particularly when, as we all know in the industry, cruising is really, I think, leading the way in many sectors of travel when it comes to sustainability and all of that. And I think, you know, I thank you for mentioning all of that. So Kelly, I looked it up before the show today. You were last on with us just about a year ago. My memory's not that great. It was February 12th. I had to look it up. But I very much recall what we talked to you about. We talked about how 2022 was going to be considered a transitional year for cruising coming out of the pandemic with recovery, but maybe a more robust recovery for 2023. And we saw it, Robert, with our own cruise experience last year. 2022 actually proved to be a really strong booking year, with several cruise companies seeing record booking numbers. So I I'd love to get your thoughts on 2023 now that we're a month into the year, and kind of like what can you report to us on the status of bookings, how they're going? We are in wave season. We've been talking a lot about that.
Well, it's so amazing, Mary. If you think back to a year ago, well, to February 12th when we talked, just as a reminder, the North American cruise market is the largest cruise market in the world, and the industry was still operating under the kind of the highest kind of expectations around COVID. And so we were cautiously optimistic, and we were proven right because we were able to get back to 100% capacity by the end of last year. Mm-hmm. And really, not only 100% capacity of the ships, but as you said, just record bookings. And we're seeing the same thing in 2023. I think many people have appreciated more acutely just how important it is to travel and how what a good value cruise is. And value means different things to different people. You know that there you can take an extreme luxury cruise, which would not necessarily fit maybe in my budget, but it would be valuable for somebody, is a high net worth individual that is value for them, mm-hmm. just like there's something available to every market. And so because I think people are so eager to travel, and we know so often that travel is recession proof, it really is just off the charts because you can get a good value for what you're looking for, and they deliver such an extraordinary experience when you're actually on the cruise.
I'd agree with that.
Great news.
You know, something that is not lost on Mary and me in hosting this show week after week, you know, some folks can be an expert in one area of the travel world, but since we cover the gamut and talk everything and anything in the world of travel, we really have to stay on top of all sectors of travel and many of them out there. An interesting trend that we're watching, you know, and that's gaining steam, if you will, it's the way top hotel and resort operators, they're, you know, from the hospitality sector of travel, they're now moving into the cruise sector. So last year, you know, the Ritz-Carlton Collection launched their first ship. I think Four Seasons is going to bring their luxury offering into the market in 2025. Yeah. Just this week, I saw, you know, Orient Express through Accor. Mm-hmm. They're getting into the business. Their vessel, boutique vessel, is going to be in about 3 years. So what do these investments in new offerings say to you, Kelly?
Oh, that, you know, cruising is resilient and the best way to see the world. I think they are great examples of how, again, there is a product for everybody that, there's just real virtue. You know, Robert, some people don't fly for any particular reason, that there are whole parts of the world you couldn't get to if you weren't on a ship. And we do see just, I think you've seen this across all travel segments, luxury is still going strong. And so the idea that they're taking some of these land-based concepts to the ship shouldn't be surprising because, again, it's great for multi-generational travel. It's great for people who may have mobility issues. There's just so many virtues to being on a ship, and there's so many different ships providing so many different experiences that you really just can see that this is a trend that's going to continue. And that, again, even as the economic future of different countries is a little bit unsure, the desire to travel, the intent to travel, the intent to cruise, for example, is stronger in 2023 than it was even in 2022. So I think, again, you're going to just see more growth of more kind of entries into the market. And also you're going to see a whole lot more new ships. I think I mentioned this the last time we talked, but over the next couple of years, 77 new ships are coming out. This year we have 19 new ships coming out, and they really are just the range from, you know, kind of a contemporary ship to high luxury.
Well, I think something else that validates the industry. I mean, listen, Elon Musk is all over, right? We all know him from Twitter and Tesla and SpaceX and so forth. But we're seeing all of the companies as well out there as new ships come on or retrofitting current ships. They're all moving to Starlink, the satellite-based internet provider. I know Carnival Corporation just announced that they're doing that with Carnival and AIDA. I know they're going to bring it to Princess and Holland America. Royal Caribbean already has their brand with Royal and Celebrity and Silversea. So that's also, you know, if Elon Musk is investing heavily in the industry, that's also a good sign. Kelly, this goes by very quickly. Really just quick, we only have about 20 seconds. Any cruise that you're headed on anytime soon?
Oh, I have to tell you, my calendar is almost as booked as those order books. So I'm really looking forward to quite a few cruises this year. And in fact, I just got off a terrific MSC cruise to the Bahamas this weekend, and I look forward to joining it. A Royal Caribbean cruise very shortly with a number of their suppliers. So I'm really fortunate.
Well, keep us updated on that.
Let's do it together.
We really appreciate you giving us some time. Give our best to Anne, by the way, because she's also very helpful when she comes on the show.
Absolutely.
With us. Absolutely. And our best to you and the CLIA team.
We're your biggest fans. I hope you have a wonderful, safe trip to Mexico. I really look forward to really connecting with you all as soon as we can.
All right. Take care.
Kelly, thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Kelly Craighead, Mary.
Let's not wait a year to have her on again.
Yeah. Right now, we need to step aside for some important sponsor messages. Traveling with us in Portugal this July with AMA Waterways or Rudy on the Danube is next. We thank you for spending 120 minutes with us today. There's still 90 minutes to go in the show before we're off to Mexico, and we'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.